Imagine you are taking a stroll through the park and you decide it's time to eat your chicken and bacon ranch melt from Subway.
You take your sub out of the plastic bag that it's in and proceed to eat it. Once you have finished your lunch, you need to throw the bag away, but there is no trash can.
You decide that you will just leave the bag there because trash isn't that bad. One plastic bag won't make a difference.
The thing is, what happens when everyone has that mindset? Then one plastic bag becomes 10, and 10 becomes 10,000, and soon we are living in a trash-filled world.
So anyway, back to you. 5 years later, you decide to take a nice trip to Florida to enjoy the ocean and the heat. One day, you are sitting on the beach, sipping a smoothie, while suntanning, when suddenly, you see a sea turtle.
At first, you think, aw, how cute. But then you notice something is wrong. The turtle is struggling to swim because it has become entangled in something.
You move closer and discover that the something is a single plastic bag. But that one plastic bag could kill one little sea turtle and many other animals in the Great White Ocean. We need to do something about the destruction of our oceans, and we need to do something quick.
Trash is filling our oceans, and if humans don't stand up and do something, trash will outweigh fish by 2050, says the Telegraph.
According to NationalGeographic.org, there are around 5.25 trillion pieces of plastic in the ocean. Items commonly found in the ocean range from plastic bags to cigarettes to food wrappers and so on.
Let's say you are living in a house, and instead of people throwing their trash in a garbage can, they throw their trash in your room, up until the point that you can't even walk out the door.
This is what we are doing to these poor, innocent marine animals, trapping them in our own filth and garbage, killing off hundreds by our carelessness.
Do we really want to live with the fact that our garbage is the cause of creature deaths all over the world just because we were too lazy to find a garbage can to place it in?
According to OceanCrusaders.org, 100,000 marine creatures a year die from plastic entanglement, and these are the ones found. Trash in the ocean isn't just affecting the many animals living in the ocean, but it is affecting people too.
EarthDay.org states, many fish humans consume, including brown trout, cisco, and perch, have at one time or another ingested plastic microfibers.
When people just throw their trash on the ground and don't put it in a proper trash can, it will affect them too. People don't think very much of just leaving their trash on the ground, but this quote is proof that people are eating fish that have eaten trash. This is neither safe or healthy, and it needs to stop.
According to OceanHealthIndex.org, 52.9 million cigarettes and filters are in the ocean. Do you want to be swimming in cigarettes? If people keep littering in the ocean, many little creatures that swim in the depths could be harmed. But in addition, so could we, but in a way we don't usually think about.
We need to start thinking about it.
There are many things we can do to help out the environment and the creatures in the ocean. For example, for only a couple of dollars a month, you can donate to an organization that does things like ocean cleanup.
Some of the organizations include Oceana, World Wildlife Fund, and the Ocean Conservancy. Also, you could raise awareness for this issue like we are doing with this podcast. The more people that know about an issue, the more that can help.
Finally, throw away your trash, people. It's not that hard. In fact, it's so easy, a baby could do it. I hope you have learned about the detrimental effects of human waste. And again, the more people that know about the issue, the more that can help.